From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Robert Smith, sitting in for Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Branwell. Today is the day. General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker have finally reached Capitol Hill. Over the next several days, they're giving assessments to Congress about the troop surge and about the overall situation in Iraq. What we've been hearing over the weekend and today is that this could be the most important testimony by a wartime commander in a generation.
In a few minutes, we'll talk with NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman about how the Petraeus-Crocker testimony is playing in Washington. Then we'll check in with NPR's Jamie Terabay for a reaction from Baghdad.
Here in the United States, several polls over the last few days have shown sentiment remains strongly against the war and for a pullout of American forces. My colleague Alex Chadwick spent the last week in Kansas City, Missouri. He'll be broadcasting from there next week. And we had our production team ask Kansas City residents about the importance of this week's testimony and if it could change their opinions about the war in Iraq. And here's what we heard.
I'm Alan Speck, and born and raised in Kansas City and still stuck here practicing law. Well, I would certainly hope that my opinion would change because it looks pretty bleak now. And I would like to have a more positive view of things. And if General Petraeus has substantive reasons for a more optimistic point of view, then I would certainly not disregard those. And it might affect my opinion depending upon how solid his reasoning is.
My name is Scott McFarland. I'm from Lawrence, Kansas. Will it make a difference? I don't think so. My opinion hasn't really wavered too much on the war. Now that we're in it, you got to play to win. You can't cut and run.
Sydney Hill, and I'm from Garden City, Kansas. Well, if we're doing well and things are progressing there, that would be more of an indication that we could possibly start to move our troops out of there.
Eric Pickens. I live in Lee Summit, Missouri. It's probably not going as bad as you hear reports, or it's not going as good as you might hear certain factions of government spin it. It's so arbitrary. Just like I hear when the economy is good, I know people that aren't doing well. When the economy is bad, I know people that are doing great.
Voices from the residents of Kansas City, Missouri.